Hi, it's Dave. Perhaps the most profound investing insight was my first major one, the one I relied on the most and often do to this day. I call it green pastures. And in this video, I'll dive into what it means and how it transformed my investing. All right, as is with all of my videos, they are a stream of consciousness, and it's more of my personal opinion and my thoughts in real time. And I share a journey of learning. This isn't like financial advice for your particular situation. Anyways, in 2007, I got married and I ended about 10 years of nonprofit work. And in my first year of marriage, I really wanted to focus on investing in our marriage. And so we had some savings and we decided not to work during that first year and rather focus on building kind of a foundation of trust in our marriage. And while we were working on our marriage, we also looked into what we could do with business and investing. Now, it was kind of a transition period and I really wanted to see what I could do in transitioning toward business and investing and using that for good. So I searched and searched and I read through tons of books and looked through the writings of tons of experts. And as I did so, I felt like something was missing. Everything seemed rather average. And I was looking for something rather outside of the box, something that hit the essence of investing more on the head. And eventually I found something that I thought was just so simple yet so revolutionary. And I call it green pastures investing. So here's the idea. Let's say you have some sheep and you want to grow that sheep. And in a sense, let's say your sheep are your main assets or resources. The key to growing your resources or your sheep is going to be to find the best pastures for your sheep and to keep your sheep healthy so that they can multiply. However, most people are actually stuck in the cities and they like density and amenities and they don't really do what's really best for the sheep. In other words, they don't want to go to where the best pastures really are because they could be quite far from the city and quite far from the comforts, right, and the amenities of the city. And for those who are willing to go to wherever the best pastures are, ultimately, I think they can grow and multiply their sheep at a much faster, right, compounding rate than other people. And I think this idea and principle of compounding is greatly underappreciated. And one of the reasons it's underappreciated is because the compounding principle, it actually works on compounding amounts and resources that is already compounded. Meaning, let's say you start with 10,000 or 100,000, whatever that amount might be of resources. As you grow that amount, let's say a certain percent, and let's say it's a radically high percent, if you're able to actually maintain that compounding rate, the compounding is actually growing on an already compounded amount. So it's an immense amount, right, of resources that is compounding at later stages. Anyways, this realization, it helped me to understand that if I followed this principle of putting my resources, right, and all of my resources into the greenest pastures, then those resources would grow faster and much faster than everyone else who is stuck closer to the city, right, in less green pastures. However, this requires a few things. First, it requires a willingness to venture out from the crowd and out from the comfort of the city. And it requires in some ways to have a certain level of discomfort in personal life. Most people, I think, won't be willing to do what it takes. They want to rather enjoy a good steak and wine, right, over tapping into the true essence of compound growth. And once I realized this, I started to look for opportunities that I call green pastures or green pasture opportunities. In 2008, Steve Jobs announced the App Store. And I remember watching his presentation live. And during the presentation, I looked at my wife and I said, "That's a green pasture." I was like so confident of it. And my wife was like, "Wait a minute, what do you mean? Explain what you're talking about." So I told her about how the iPhone is probably the most revolutionary device in our generation. It was just getting started. And the iPhone had actually just launched the previous year in 2007. I told her that App Store would be absolutely huge and that we needed to do something. And it was great because in some ways we had limited capital. So a business or starting a business was great because it could give us the opportunity to grow capital. However, our biggest challenge or problem was perhaps we didn't know what we're doing. We didn't have much software experience or business experience, etc. But I personally didn't see that as a big problem, and that wouldn't stop me from trying. So I hired a freelancer for about $500 to create our first app. And my wife and I, we drew a mock-up where we had two different kind of screens on a piece of paper and we sent that over. And within a week, right, we got our first app. We uploaded it and started to sell. the app. And this started our company. And it was an amazing journey over the years. And it gave us resources to invest. After a few years of running this company, we had a growing bank account. And we started to ask the question, so where's the next green pasture, right? Where can we invest? And so we went into real estate during the downturn and also then eventually into Tesla. But the principles, I think, of green pastures are quite deep. And sometimes it's not easy to find green pastures. And you need the skill to do so. How do you identify, like, what is a green pasture and what isn't a green pasture? Perhaps it's a green pasture, but there's a ton of lions nearby that will eat all of your sheep, right? So it's a dangerous green pasture. Or perhaps it's a green pasture, but it's just so for a few months before the winter comes and everything freezes over and you can't even get out of that area. So there's a lot to learn to know how to identify true green pastures. And sometimes people look at green pastures that are like, oh, it's just an industry, like let's say genomics or something. But I think it's a lot more than just an industry. Sometimes you also need to have the right company who also needs to be right a green pasture type of company. They need to excel in execution, in product, and in vision. So by no means is it kind of a super easy, let's say, trivial task. The point of this principle, though, and the point that kind of really struck me as profound, is that most people, they just don't want to go out of the way, right, to go to the greenest pastures. People are thinking like, hey, why leave the city, right? Everything and everyone you know is in this city. All your comforts, right? All the comforts of creatures, right, are there. And for green pastures, there's just a lot of resistance and skepticism regarding that concept. First, some people are even questioned, do they even exist, right? And they doubt like, hey, who are you to think that you could have an advantage, right, over other people in finding opportunities? Like all the opportunities are already found, right, they might say. Or some people might even question like, why do you even want to try to find that, right? It's just too dangerous. And there are horror stories of people who have jumped, let's say, left the city and gone to some faraway place and they got wiped out or all their sheep got taken away. And in some senses, in a lot of ways, I don't want to discount the risks because there are truly risks, right, to venturing out. But I also think that there's something about green pastures and this concept and something valuable and intensely, like, unique about it. And I think mostly it's because most people don't think outside of the box. A lot of people, they're stuck in more of a traditional, right, and mainstream view of things. And that traditional mainstream view becomes the box around their thinking and they can't get out of that. And in that box of the traditional mainstream, it's an overcrowded area. It's an overcrowded pasture. There's just not enough grass for rapid multiplication of your resources. So for me personally, I'm taking my sheep somewhere else, right? It might be away from the crowds. And some people might think I'm strange, I'm a little bit weird. They may call me a loner or a vagabond, but that's all right. And I understand that and I'm okay with it. For me, I have a different idea. I have a different principle. I have a different foundation, a paradigm of viewing things, how resources are created, how resources are multiplied, and the types of values and principles that I need to hold to in order to rapidly increase my resources far faster and greater than right the typical mainstream or traditional view. Anyways, I hope this video was helpful. I wanted to plant the seed of an investment philosophy, right? An investment paradigm that I think could possibly bear fruit if dwelt upon. If this video was helpful, please like it. It helps it out a lot and subscribe to my channel. We're looking at the essence of things, really trying to peel away, right? The traditional kind of mainstream view of investing the world in many aspects. All my videos are also available as an audio podcast. Just look for Dave Lee on Investing in your favorite podcast player. Finally, I'm on Twitter and my handle is HeyDave7. We'll see you in my next video. Thanks.